This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Now Burns, he'll dump it back in for the Canes inside 20 seconds to go. Far side of the point, it's Gostisbehere. Along the boards, Jarvis, Svechnikov, right side. Up top, Gostisbehere, 10 seconds. Wrist shot, it's high. Stays in play. Off the inboards, a battle for the loose puck. All 5 seconds. Gostisbehere at the line. Across, Burns shot wide. The final seconds tick away. And the Florida Panthers are going to the Stanley Cup Final for the third year in a row. The Panthers win Game 5, 5-3. They finish off the Canes in 5 games. The Panthers are Eastern Conference champions in 2025.
The Beasts of the East will be returning to the Stanley Cup Final for a third time.
Somebody just DM'd me on Instagram. Have an easy show, my friend. And then he sent me his gambling ticket, betting the Panthers, live betting the Panthers down to nothing. I got that from a number of people yesterday. So the Florida Panthers, they're heading back to the Stanley Cup Final for the third season in a row. And the first thing that pops into my head is I bet Bahama Breeze wishes they didn't go out of business last week.
Good call.
Because, you know, they had that out parcel right there at Sawgrass Mills. And, I mean, what a terrible timing to go out of business. I mean, who's not going to want a delicious Bahamian meal before a Stanley Cup final game?
Their floor plan is perfect for watch party, celebratory block party, beverage food festival. Like, it's perfect for this.
But alas, while the Stanley Cup runs through Sawgrass Mills Mall once more, there will be no meals at Bahama Breeze because they went out of business last week. I mean, who made this decision? Did they look at the schedule and go, you know what? I'd take a flyer, order in some extra tomatoes and lettuce, and we'll see if we can make it, you know, another couple of weeks, just take advantage of the Stanley Cup final crowd. But no, they're out of business. Did anyone else think of that, or am I the only person that the moment it was over and the Panthers had punched their ticket to their third Stanley Cup final, did anyone else think about the ill timing of Bahama Breeze closing their doors at Sawgrass?
I could tell you with 100% certainty that I did not think about Bahama Breeze yesterday as I was watching Barkov lift another Eastern Conference trophy?
Yeah, I couldn't think about anything other than that.
If anybody's interested in Bahama Breeze, there is one on Kendall Drive and 122nd Avenue. Still booming.
A little out of the way, though. Okay.
I'm throwing it out there, Hawk. You want a little Cajun pasta, that's still your option.
From Mike Gould on Twitter, the Florida Panthers, who famously went 22 years without winning so much as a single playoff series, have now reached the Stanley Cup final more times than the Calgary Flames have in their entire franchise history. Isn't that where Huberto is?
I believe it's in Calgary.
The Stanley Cup final runs through Florida now for the sixth straight year. Tampa, Tampa, Tampa. Panthers, Panthers, Panthers. Single game tickets for Stanley Cup final games will go on sale to the general public tomorrow, 3 p.m. on SeatGeek. So that's during our show. We know what Jimmy will be doing at 3 o'clock.
You know it.
Tomorrow, single game tickets for the Stanley Cup final, all the games, will go on sale to the general public 3 p.m. on SeatGeek. Panthers announced also all Stanley Cup final away game watch parties will take place at the Amerant Bank Arena. You can get all the info at floridapanthers.com/playoffcentral. I know everybody's caught up in it right now, so you kind of want to plot out your calendar. We won't know officially when the games are. You could know as early as tonight based on what goes on with Edmonton and Dallas. But, man, Solana mentioned it. All hail Sasha Barkov. You know, the more you watch the replay on that, the more you realize, like, just on a different level. I mean, just being able to control the puck, keep defenders away from it, and have a direct line to Carter Verhaeghe. I mean, just a thing of beauty last night. I mean, it was something. They're down 2-0. They don't get rattled. I said this throughout the playoffs. They're unflappable. They don't get rattled. They put 3 on the board. They need to get that game winner. And Sasha Barkov, your guy. Man, if you're a Panthers fan, Sasha Barkov, your guy, makes an incredible play. Carter Verhaeghe is right there, and they are doing it again, third straight Stanley Cup final.
I would go to war for Sasha Barkov. Today, right now, I would go to war. Forget the Murmurs Militia. I would go to war for General Barkov. Today.
He's one of the few Panthers that you have not called to be traded during this season.
Yet.
Yeah, let's see what you have during the final.
No, but
man.
You know how we've talked about Barkov, Hawk, for years, how he's the best player on the Panthers, bar none, right? Like, and it was always hard to contextualize it because he doesn't have, like, the flashy goals. He's not, you know, the NHL leader in points every single season. He's not Wayne Gretzky. He's not Alexander Ovechkin. He's not Sidney Crosby. So he doesn't, like, jump off the page. But everybody who knows about hockey will tell you, no, but he dominates the game. Like, he does the things that the best player on every hockey team needs to do, even if it's not flashy. And yesterday, he made the flashy play at the most pivotal point of the game. You needed your best player to go one-on-one, ISO, and hit the step-back 3. And yesterday, he went ISO, hit the step-back 3, and he put the Panthers in front with probably one of the best assists I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, that's what the best player on the ice is supposed to do in that moment, and he delivered.
Somebody texts in, these are my favorite sports radio listening days. The day after big, monumental winning games. I love it. Now, do you think that's before or after my first thought is Bahama Breeze is closed.
Before, 100%. Right. Yeah.
And the guy dejectedly turned off the radio when I said my observation from last night is that Bahama Breeze picked an inopportune time to go out of business. I mean, how long were they there at Sawgrass? You're going out of business now, Bahama Breeze? It doesn't make any sense. No one looked at a calendar.
Well, they don't have the guts. Like, I don't know what else to tell you, Hawk. They didn't have the guts.
Yeah. Somebody text in, that pasta legit.
Bro, that Cajun pasta, I don't know what it was called, but that Cajun pasta is ridiculously good.
I think they have good bread there, too.
Didn't they?
They do. Bahama Breeze have good bread.
Yeah, they do. They do. And they have, like, low-key, some of the best appetizers in the game. Their artichoke dip, it was very, very, very good. They had yuca cheese sticks the last time I went, which were, it's yuca bites with cheese. I mean, fire. Just fire. And their flatbreads, unbelievable.
Kind of shocking that Bahama Breeze couldn't make it at Sawgrass. You know what I mean?
Doesn't that
seem tailor-made for Sawgrass? Not that you've ever been there.
Maybe not that many people are going. Lack of customers, Hawk. I don't know what to tell you.
They make it a Dolphin Mall with no problem,
Dolphin
right?
Mall. I mean, you have no idea. There'd be lines out the door. Dadeland. They should open one up.
I mean, what's going out in Sawgrass? Very hard to go out in Sawgrass, I think. But Wanadu City's gone out. And the Bahama Breeze, Wanadu City, Books a Million. I mentioned that yesterday. Books a Million's no longer there.
That close in 1999, Hawk.
Yeah. Man, bad timing there, huh?
I need the Panthers to win another cup because we got to go to a parade. I texted my boys last night, Hawk. I said, if the Panthers win another Stanley Cup, whether it's home or away, I don't care where it happens, I'm going to sleep at Elbow Room that night. Like, I won't
no,
miss it this
a good
year.
Idea.
I won't
no,
miss
it's a
it
good
this
idea.
Year. I went to the parade route in Miami, and there was, I remember I had the video on Bird Road. It was fun. It was cool.
You're talking about for the Heat.
No, I'm talking about
oh,
for the Panthers.
You're talking about just like the, not
last
the parade
year.
Route, but just like the celebration.
The night that they won. I went to Bird Road.
Yeah.
There were people.
Yeah.
I was surprised. There were people at Bird Road.
Yep.
But I'm taking my ass up to Fort Lauderdale. I'm taking my flip-flops. And I'll be on Fort Lauderdale Beach until Matthew Tkachuk is back in Fort Lauderdale Beach in the water with the damn Stanley Cup again. I'll wait it out as long as I need to because they're going to be partying all night again. You just know that they are.
I'll tell you what. I will drive directly to the Dairy Queen on 136th by the arena. And let me tell you something. You know these ice cream places, you know they're not paying attention. Like, you know that place is going to just be closed. That place... Dairy Queen, if you're listening, on 136, whenever the Panthers play a Stanley Cup final game, be ready to be open that night. You can be a natural celebration spot. You can be Sunrise's version of La Carreta or
Café Versailles. Yes.
Like, Hawk. You can be that in Sunrise, Dairy Queen. Just listen to me.
Hear me out, Dairy Queen. Matthew Tkachuk and Brad Marchand are taking the Stanley Cup to fill the cup with a blizzard. With a blizzard, and they're going to eat blizzards out of the
first
cup.
They turn it over so you see it doesn't come out of the cup. Because that's how you do it with
right.
a blizzard. You
of
know,
course.
Dairy Queen has that. You got to flip them over so that the spoon stays in.
And if it does come out, then you know, everybody eats for free, obviously.
Now I'm getting annoyed by this because I know all these businesses are going to be closed. No one's going to take advantage of this.
It's too annoying to be successful. Better off losing. Panthers, just blow it. Lose.
You can't tell me that Sports Authority didn't go out of business too early at Sawgrass Mills Mall because who wouldn't want a Panthers jersey right now? A little Barkov, Scherzy, something.
Hockey sticks would be flying off the racks right now, Hawk.
There's no Sports Authority. You can't even go.
Crazy. Crazy.
Somebody says, Hawk, you're wrong. Books a Million is still there. My father shops there. Is Books a Million still open at Sawgrass? Jimmy, call Books a Million Sawgrass Mills and just see if they've ever closed. See if they're open. Is Books a Million in Sawgrass Mills still open? That doesn't seem possible, does it?
I can't believe that it's still open.
Yes, it's still open.
It's still open?
They close at 9 p.m.
How long have you been sitting on this information, Jimmy?
I just found out now. I thought it was closed,
wow,
too.
Wow. This is unbelievable. Oh, my faith in humanity has been restored. You're telling me the Stanley Cup goes through books a million this year?
100%.
I mean, this book's a million. They've got everything. Not just a million books. You can get a hacky sack. You get a bookmark. Greeting cards. They got it all. They got Beanie Babies, I'm sure. Is it open? It really is. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's really open.
There happens to be quite a few in Florida.
Somebody says the Dairy Queen's not on 136. It's hiatus in Oakland. Is that where it is? Yeah, whatever. Listen, I'm going to drive around until I find a Dairy Queen, all right? But trust me, they're going to be closed. They're not going to take advantage of this. Dairy Queen could print $1 million cash for every night the Panthers have a dub, and they're going to be closed. I guarantee you. It can be some teenage girl. She's going to have no idea. And she, you know, well, we're out of cones.
Has Dairy Queen taken advantage of the fact that...
Who knows? I mean, Bahama Breeze closed their doors. You can't trust big business.
How is Dairy Queen not giving the Panthers an endorsement deal? Brad Marchand should be the face of the Dairy Queen Blizzard. How is this not happening? How are we the only people smart enough to realize that Dairy Queen's sitting on a landmine, on a gold mine?
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, if it was a landmine, it would be trouble.
It would be. It would be.
Because no one wants to sit on a landmine.
Yeah, thank you very much, Hawk.
I mean, sometimes you got to take one for the team, but no one wants to sit on a landmine. All right, let's do headlines here. Coach Jim Larrañaga is going to join us today. There's also NBA playoffs going on. OKC punched their ticket. Randy Moeller is going to join us. We will talk with Moeller about what the Panthers have done, so that's exciting. We'll get headlines here, start out the show with Alejandro Solana. Shocked as anyone to learn that Books a Million, which he thought closed 26 years ago in 1999, is still, in fact, open. Perfect spot to get a magazine or a puzzle.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Jones, long clearing feed, Kachuk. He'll hand one off. In go the Panthers. Rodriguez bent it back up for tip. They score! Evan Rodriguez crashing the net. And just like that, this game is tied at two. What a setup. What a finish. And Evan Rodriguez picks a heck of a time to get his first of the playoffs.
The Panthers are going back to the Stanley Cup Final for a third straight year, and we're going to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com. The voice, Doug Plagans, you heard him there on the call. He's going to call another final here coming up on WQAM. Doug, good morning. What was that like last night, my friend?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. Pretty surreal, and this is the conversation that I hoped we would be having 24 hours ago, the last time that I spoke to you. We were talking about how great it would be if the Panthers finished the job, moved on to a third straight cup final. Well, they have done that, and this is a special time. And a lot of what we said yesterday, I hope everybody out there is enjoying this, because especially in the modern era, this is rarefied air that the Panthers are into now. And I know the job is far from finished. Paul Maurice said as much during his postgame presser last night. But to make it to three straight cup finals in this era of the National Hockey League, It's a special time. It's a special group of players to be able to accomplish that. And last night's game really just kind of embodied what this team was all about. Not the going down 2-0 early part, but the way that they bounced back from it. You never saw any panic from the group. You never saw their game waver at all. And they eventually chipped away, turned the game around in pretty short order there. 2 goals in 30 seconds in the second period, and took charge after that. Carolina did fight to the end, and credit to them, because they were in a tough spot at one point, being down 3-0 in the series and just not going away quietly. But ultimately, the Panthers get it done, and Carter Verhaeghe, his 12th career playoff game-winning goal. He's the Panthers' all-time leader in playoff goals, and the margin is getting wider at this point. Just one of those guys who you want the puck on his stick when you get into a big spot come playoff time, and he and the Panthers deliver last night. That was a big win, contributions from across the board, and like I said, special things already that this team has accomplished, with still a little bit more here coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about rare air and special accomplishments. Doug, we've been discussing this in the same conversation as, you know, the Heat's big three era, the Dolphins 72 team, 2001 Canes. It's in the conversation with all of those teams now. I wonder, like, when the Panthers leadership steps back, if they realize, like, what they've done here. I mean, this is, you know, for someone who's been a fan of this team for as long as I can remember, for them to get to this point where they are essentially the premier franchise in hockey, it really is kind of remarkable.
It's extremely remarkable. And you look at, like I said, three straight cup finals in this era, when you're in an era where in the National Hockey League, the first things that you think about and really what the system is designed for is, whichever phrase you prefer, competitive balance and or parity, when there's a salary cap, when you have 32 teams, when you have a structure in the league the way that it is, it's almost made to make this more and more difficult with each passing year. Yet, you know, huge credit goes to Bill Zito and the Hockey Operations Department for continuing to, put together a roster and bring in players to complement the core that are locked up long term, and identify the pieces that they have locked up long term to continue to find players that given a different opportunity could elevate their game to new heights. You look at a player like Nico Mikkola, who had just the best series, and he's been great for the Panthers ever since he's shown up, but he took his game to new heights here during this playoff run. Or you go back in previous years and just what a guy like Carter Verhaeghe has been able to do, and Gus Forsling getting to South Florida, getting with this group, getting with this coaching staff, and being able to continue to elevate his game. It's like I said, it's a special group. The credit goes to so many different places, starting with ownership and going to Bill Zito, to Paul Maurice, to the players in the room. And you talk about the players in the room, and you want big players to come up at big times. I know it was Carter Verhaeghe scoring the goal, but last night, Alexander Barkov, that play that he made to set up what ended up being the game-winning goal, that's big-time players stepping up in a big spot. And that was otherworldly stuff to set up that eventual game-winning goal. So in a game like that, you need everybody, but you also need your big guns to be your big guns, and the Panthers had that last night.
Barkov's one of those great stories. I mean, you talk about a guy that knows what it's like to lose as well, and knows what the down times are like. I mean, I know you, Billy Lindsay, you guys have been doing this for a while. I think of like Goldie and Randy Moeller and guys like that who have been around the organization for so long. And, you know, that's why to me this is such a cool story too, because you have guys that have been through the bad times and are now getting to experience this.
Yeah, you have Barkov and, you know, players like Aaron Ekblad and, guys who've been around for a long time. The other thing that Matthew Tkachuk talked about postgame last night that I thought was really interesting and really cool is he mentioned, and I think the Panthers, we just did our team podcast as well, but I believe 14 players who were a part of last year's cup winner are on this roster, but there are newcomers to this group this year. And Matthew Tkachuk talked about how important the infusion of those guys has been, and how well those guys have come in and just become a part of this and become key contributors to this in a hurry. And you go down the list, whether it is a guy like Brad Marchand, who has a Stanley Cup ring under his belt, has been to multiple finals, has a Hall of Fame type of resume, whether it's a guy like that who's hungry to win another one coming in, or a guy like Nate Schmidt, who's played, coming up on, I believe, somewhere in the neighborhood 90 to 100 playoff games in his career. He's been to a cup final but hasn't hoisted the cup. Tomasz Nosek, who's been to a cup final but hasn't won one yet. When you look at those kind of players, there's a hunger and there's a lot that comes with those players as well that has really been a boost to this team. And I think that's the other thing that can't go unnoticed, in pro sports. No matter how much success you achieve, you're always going to be adjusting your roster. You're always going to be dealing with certain levels of turnover. And going back to it, that's where credit goes to Bill Zito and his group for what they've been able to do to complement this roster and supplement this roster. But again, credit goes across the board. And I thought that was interesting last night. You have your big dogs, your guys who've been here for a long time, your big time star players, but also the guys who come in first year with the team, or in the case of a guy like Brad Marchand and Seth Jones, first couple of months with the team, and to fit in the way that they have. It shows just how smart they are as players, but also shows just what kind of culture this group has.
Doug Plagans here with us, the voice of the Panthers on WQAM. All right, Doug, we're heading out west here. We got a game tonight, game five. Edmonton up 3-1. They're in Dallas tonight. Dallas is favored in this game. Tell us a little bit about this matchup here, what we could expect from tonight. I know, Edmonton has a lot of the familiar characters that we remember from last year, and it does look like a collision course here for a rematch. Can Dallas, extend this series? I know that would obviously be ideal for the Panthers to have a little extra time here, let these teams kind of beat each other up. But how do you see that series shaking out?
So the Dallas Stars absolutely could extend the series. They have a goaltender who's capable of single-handedly stealing a game or two. That would be the first thing that would probably need to happen if Dallas is able to kick this thing a little bit further. I think that's the big thing. If you're a Panthers fan and you're observing the Western Conference Final, I think you're just hoping the Dallas Stars can give this the old one game at a time approach and just keep pushing it down the road as much as they can. And if they get it to a game seven, then just wait and see how it plays out. But the Panthers have the opportunity now to get perhaps a little bit of a rest advantage, depending on if this series drags out a little bit. So I think you just root for the Dallas Stars for now just to try and extend that series as much as they can. Both teams are very good. You don't fake your way to a conference final. Right now, Edmonton's the team in the driver's seat there. They're up 3-1 for a reason. They've been the better team for a majority of the series. And quite honestly, Dallas was pretty lucky to get the win in the game that they did. They were down significantly in that game, came back and won it back in game one of the series, really on the strength of one really good period. So the Stars have been they've been outplayed during the series so far, and Edmonton was dealt a pretty tough blow with the Zach Hyman injury and that news that that came down yesterday. But they're a deep team. They're a fast team. They're defending really well. They've tweaked certain areas of their roster from last year to this year, though, as you said, they do still have a lot of those familiar faces and household names. And they're getting good goaltending from Stuart Skinner. I know he's had his ups and downs in this playoff run and in his career, but right now Edmonton has a really good version of Stuart Skinner in net. That makes them tough to deal with. So, again, I think first and foremost, you've got two teams that are in the Western Conference Final for a reason. You can tell that Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl look like they're on a bit of a mission here in these playoffs, and they're always tough to contain. But it's going to be entertaining, and I think the first thing you hope for is just that that Dallas can extend that series by another game or two.
Absolutely, and if it should be Edmonton, that'd be a hell of a rematch. For the Stanley Cup final, man. A lot of star power.
That also doesn't happen very often, a rematch in a final in any sport.
Yeah, absolutely. But, man, you talk about star power. That thing would be a lot of fun to watch. Doug, I thank you for waking up with us, man. What time did you guys get back last night?
Let's see. I was back in the room. The team will be flying back today, but I was back in the room. Yep. So I was back in the room. By the time we left the arena, it was well after midnight. I think Paul Maurice finished his post game media availability right around midnight, and I didn't sign off until after midnight here on 560 WQAM. So the Panthers, though, now a chance to catch their breath as they get ready for the Stanley Cup Final.
Doug, safe travels, my friend. Thank you for getting up with us this morning. Really appreciate it, as always.
Thanks very much.
All right, Doug Plagan's the voice of the Cats here on QAM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hold my beer.
Let's go out to the Toilet of Hollywood guest line. Shop over 2,000 toilets on sale at one location. Toilet of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToiletofHollywood.com. The Hockey Hornet himself, reporter for the Hockey News, host of the Hockey Show, which you can watch on Metalark Media with Roy Bellamy. David Dwork joining us live from Raleigh before he hits that bird. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you making time for us this morning.
I've always got time for you guys. Come on.
You're the best, buddy. Rate Goosey's last night as you're in the locker room. You watch the Panthers make their third. This is crazy. They're going to their third straight Stanley Cup final. Where's your mind at?
Last night, the Goosey's came from the press box. The fans, the crowd, the building, like that was something. Like I was sitting with Alex Bobnarner from Five Reasons Sports, and we're like, they put all these signs up on the Jumbotron, the loudest building in the league. And we're looking at each other like, really? And then the game got going and we're like, okay, this is probably the loudest building we've ever been in. Like, it was nuts. And the way that Carolina came out, they went up 2-0. They got that big goal in the third period to tie the game. And that building, like that's what gets me off as a sports fan, is the buildings, that kind of environment, that kind of atmosphere was awesome. So that was awesome. When the Panthers won, it was kind of business as usual. Like this is the third straight year they've done it. I remember last year when they beat the Rangers in Sunrise, I was there with Roy and we did a show right after. And we're like, man, this just doesn't feel like it did last year. But with the first year they did it, it was an explosion. Tkachuk scored that goal. It was crazy. Now it's like they're just kind of over this point because they know, and I think Paul Maurice said it well last night, like they're still three quarters into this. Like there's still a big chunk left. So they haven't really accomplished in terms of what they want. They haven't gotten to their goal yet. So while it was awesome, and obviously this is part of the journey, I think across the board, even with the new guys that weren't there last year, they all understand, like, this isn't the end game. This was nice. This is part of what we're planning, but this isn't the big thing yet. So I think that's why maybe in terms of the players, everything was a little bit watered down, and I'm perfectly fine with that.
You think – I was thinking about this yesterday. They have a nice influx of new players, hungry players, but they have their same core. And usually when teams keep the same players, sometimes you kind of go through the motions a little bit. But there's still a whole bunch of hungry guys on this team that either haven't won a Stanley Cup or knows what it felt like to win a Stanley Cup. And this is kind of a rare thing. You very rarely get to turn, you know, this much of your roster over that won a Stanley Cup and still be this hungry for another one.
Yeah, I think that kind of goes to show, like, the roster that won the Stanley Cup, even that roster had guys that they had just brought in.
Right.
We talked about, like, Ekman Larson, Stolarz, guys that went to Toronto, Kevin Stenland, who was an amazing fourth-line center and penalty killer last year. Like, Paul Maurice was speaking last night about the influx of new guys and how, I think it was actually Matthew Tkachuk, how they, like, fueled them, how the fresh blood, it gave them juice to kind of go. And it was like the jolt that they needed to keep everything fresh and alive this year. It's interesting just because they built this roster. And as you said, Leroy, sometimes when you've got the same guys in the same team for a while, I can get a little complacent, but that's not these guys. That's not right. The Bill Zito's guys. Like, they're hungry. They wake up hungry every single day to win. Like, yes, they won a Stanley Cup last year, but it's not like they're all retiring after that. They want to keep winning. They want a dynasty. And that's what they're building right now is potentially, right? If they pull it off this year, suddenly we got to start taking that D word pretty seriously. And I think that's just across the board. The guys that Bill Zito brings into this team.
What the hell was that, Frog Boy?
You know what? I blame myself for two reasons. I turned
on the board.
No, I turned on my microphone. No, for these two reasons. I turned on my microphone because I wanted to be a selfish bastard and take a victory lap after David said this is a dynasty.
He didn't say that. He said they're working towards a dynasty.
Okay, he said they're working towards that. I wanted to take a victory lap. I immediately realized I was a child and needed to draw back from that upon that clicking the Family Feud theme. So,
do you want to give him your take?
Listen, I'm not. not saying it. David's saying it at this point. Maybe he'll take it from a respected journalist like the Hockey Hornet. David, I may or may not have said that this team is equivalent to 10 times better.
That's not equivalent. That's not equivalent.
Okay.
Those are two different things.
Hey, you're embarrassing us.
Use your word. 10 times better than the 2012, 2013.
Stop. No, just say what your take is.
The big three.
He said it's 10 times better than the big three.
Come on. 10 times better.
10 times.
Better coaching, better depth, tougher team, no JJ Barea.
What?
Better parade.
That parade was awesome.
I mean, the best thing that happened to the other parade is LeBron almost died. You know, and it's like, oh, my God, he almost hit his head. Elbow room. We are weeks away from the Stanley potentially touching the ocean again. That has to count for at least 2 points.
That's not going to happen again. I think they're going to put, like, a security rope around the Atlantic Ocean just because that was kind of a no-no last year with the century-old Stanley Cup and the salt water. Not a good combination.
What? That was so iconic.
Marcos,
so
you will appreciate this, though. I did an interview on Toronto radio like a week ago, and they threw out the D word about the Panthers. Ooh. And that's coming from Toronto. So just, you know, finally, a little feather in your cap there.
Come on there. Yeah.
Finally, something positive from Toronto, because all I hear today is whining about state tax.
Oh, that old gem.
Yeah, like, dude, is this crazy to you? Because, like, that genuinely pisses me off. Like, they're sitting here. First of all, like, how many guys on the Cats have they actually taken advantage of that? Like, Tkachuk definitely wanted to be in South Florida. Okay, we knew when he signed the extension here. But, like, so many bargain finds from these guys or trades. Maybe that will influence some guys to stick around. But I'm like, that doesn't even hold water. Like, three Panthers left for Canada last year. What are we talking about?
Well, I always come to the same question whenever anybody brings that up. Like, did that just start in 2020, or was that not the case the entire existence of the Panthers, where they were terrible for the better part of 30 years? Like, I didn't hear anybody complaining about it then. Suddenly you get a competent general manager, somebody who knows how to balance a budget and can actually stretch it out and bring in guys that are worth their value. Suddenly, oh my God, it's a big problem because they're taking – no, they're working within the system that they've been working in for 31 years, okay? Like, everybody just needs to calm down. If you have a problem with it, go get a GM, go get a coach, build a team that guys are going to want to come to, and then you can start negotiating your finance. Until then, we're going to take this advantage. We'll use it. I don't really care. I'm over this at this point. Like,
they haven't won a Stanley Cup forever. They haven't won a Stanley Cup in 30 years, right? Canada.
Canada last won the Stanley Cup in 1993.
Yeah, 32 years. So that's why
the coping has gotten very strong.
Right, right. So instead of getting a better team, they blame, you know, what everybody else is doing in the game everybody else is playing.
Oh, well.
Oops.
I got a tweet for you I want you to react to. It comes from the great Randy Moeller, and he said last night, got one word for you all, Bob. That ending, that last flurry, have to get the kill. Sergei Bobrovsky, what did you make of his ending to that game last night?
Oh, Bob was huge. And credit to Bob, because the first couple of goals that they scored in the first period, not great. You know, he got a piece of them. They trickled in. Those are very frustrating when you're a goaltender because you know you were so close. But, I mean, that's Sergei Bobrovsky. This guy doesn't let anything affect him. Like, he could give up three goals in a minute and then shut a team out for a week. Like, it's just the way his brain works on the ice is he's just so robotic, so cerebral. Like, he just gets goaltending. And the fact that they've got this team that plays so well in front of him, he doesn't have to stress out about rebounds, overcompensating, sliding one way or the other. Like, the defense is so good in front of him that they clean up so many of those little things, the little issues that come up with goaltenders that cost them so much during his first few years with the team. It's just the perfect situation. And to see Bob in the playoffs doing his thing at age 36, when, you know, we thought at the beginning of his contract, like, what are we doing? All of a sudden, Hall of Fame Bob, Stanley Cup Bob, everything we wanted and more. The question now becomes, Bob's contract is over after next year. What are they going to do after Bob leaves? This is going to be a team that's going to be good for the next 3, 4, 5 years and so on. Is Bob going to be a 40-year-old Vezina winner? I wouldn't put it past him. But he's the backbone of this team, Tobish. You know, when he's comfortable, everything falls into place. So you just got to keep Bob on that comfort racket, and we're all good.
No, it's incredible to see. I mean, like, I really feel bad about that first meeting with him.
I'm comfortable. Oh,
that's going to live on forever, dude. That's the best.
You know, this is crazy, though, to see, like, Brad Marchand as a Florida Panther you know, and the chemistry that he's had with Lundell and Lustarain. And, you know, I know Etu gets hurt yesterday, but, like, that find was insane. And it's just, it's bananas to see a guy contribute like that. What has it been like seeing his contributions to this run?
It's cool. Unexpected. I don't, like, who would have ever thought that we'd be cheering on Brad Marchand in a Panthers jersey? When it happened, it was like, really? Like, you're like scrolling Twitter.
Are you more shocked the Panthers got him, or more shocked Boston let him go to Florida?
Well, I'm shocked Boston let him go, period. I don't think they had a choice where, because I think he made it pretty clear that if he was going to go somewhere, he wanted to go to Florida, and Boston didn't want to lose him for potentially lose him for nothing in a season that they weren't going to make the playoffs anyway. But the fit has been perfect. Yes. And I mean, it's not terribly surprising, because if you know what kind of player Marchand is, and you know what kind of like game the Panthers play, it's a perfect fit. Just like, you know, Sam Bennett had the right one the first time. The perfect fit, because he's just like a tough as nails little guy. He's fast. He pisses everybody off. He does everything that Paul Maurice wants his forwards to do. And Brad Marchand is just that guy, combined with the fact that he's the best guy off the ice ever, potentially. I mean, this is,
I love them shooting the rats at him. I love them shooting the rats at him, and I love the Dairy Queen.
When he was asked about that, they're like, "What? Where did this come from?" He's like, "Oh, they saw my family on the ice. They just wanted us all to be together, so they're shooting the rats at me." Like, if anybody gets it, and credit to Marchand, he's been watching this Panthers team grow and become what they are from the perspective of a team that they beat down twice in 2 years, basically the Boston Bruins. So it's just been maybe the most unexpectedly awesome thing to happen to this Panthers team. Like, Matthew Tkachuk, that trade kind of fell into Bill Zito's lap a little bit. I mean, he pulled the strings, he made it work. But this is another one where it's like you get a phone call like, "Hey, Brad Marchand says he wants to get traded to your team. Let's do this." Like, okay, you know, easiest decision ever. And is anybody surprised that it's worked out this well? I mean, he's a little bit under a point per game in the playoffs. He's, as you said, he's got that third line of Etu and Lundell, like, playing offensively better than they have in years. Like, they're still a defensive juggernaut. They still will be put out there against the best the other team has to offer. Paul Maurice has trusted them defensively. But to see the way that he's kind of lifting these young kids up offensively and building their confidence, which is such a big part of hockey, it's just been an amazing fit. So hopefully, you know, they find a way to make it work big picture, and he sticks around for a couple of years, because he's loving it down here, and it's just such a good fit.
Dave, you've been, you know, around Florida, and you've seen Florida sports. One of the things that's amazing to me is there's all the other teams down here have made trades. The Heat made trades before Christmas. The Dolphins make trades all the time. I've never seen a series of trades over 2 years that have worked as perfectly as these trades that Bill Zito has made.
Not a Rozier among them.
Not right. Like, you, like, it's like we haven't not said one negative thing about any guy that he has brought in the last 2 years. That's a hell of a run for any organization to say every guy that you have signed has fit your team perfectly.
Yeah, I can't give Bill Zito enough credit for what he's done in the last 5 years. It's unbelievable.
It's crazy.
I think it's just a testament, not just to Zito, but it's the culture that they built in the room. And I guess that goes to Zito, because he brought in all the guys, the right kind of chemistry guys, the right locker room guys. Everybody's a good dude. You got no prima donnas, no egos, none of that.
Match it up with the right coach.
No doubt. It's like the perfect chemistry right now that they've put together. They're not going to bring in a guy just because he can score goals. If he's a bad locker room guy, it's just not going to happen. Like, they've created such a perfect situation with that room that they know. And it goes back to bringing in guys like Nico Mikola, who, like, a lot of us hadn't heard of when they signed him. We weren't very familiar with him, but Bill Zito said, he's like, he's going to fit our systems. Other teams hate playing against him. And to a T.
I love him. Brought in.
And even the guys that, like, he brings in that flourish and then leave, like Ekman Larson, like Brandon Montour, he replaces them. Like, look at what Nate Schmidt's done in the playoffs this year. He's got 3 goals. Uvis Balinskas, they pulled him out of the Czech extra league, and he's an NHL regular playing like it right now. It's pretty remarkable. Just, how did this guy not have a GM job until 2020? Right. I don't know. I would lock him up to a lifetime contract right now, because based off the 5-year track record, I don't know if anybody in sports has hit on this many moves as a GM in the history of sports ever. as Bill Zito has. It's unbelievable. And he's this year, the fourth time in 5 years that he's nominated for the GM of the Year award, probably not going to win it again because apparently it's a popularity contest. And if he hasn't won it by now, maybe he never will. But to his credit, he didn't give a bleep. Like, I asked him about it a couple of years ago, and he's like, all I care about is that big silver trophy. So credit to him. Keep That's building, cool. keep winning championships. It's unreal, Leroy. I've never seen anything like
never.
It.
Never.
Before we get you out of here, buddy, what was it like meeting Hootie?
Oh, my God.
Wait, we just finished talking about some of the greatest hockey we've seen in the last 3 to 5 years. And he says, Hootie, you go, oh, my God.
Look, I've been a Dolphin fan longer than the Panthers have been around. So that just goes deep with me.
All right.
I mean, you know, you associate Hootie with the Dolphins. The fact first they showed him on the Jumbotron doing the siren thing, and I'm like, I don't know how I feel about this because it's hockey, so it's different. But then after one of the intermissions, I saw him walking around in the press box. I'm like, okay, I'm going to kick myself in the ass for days if I don't at least try to go and say hi and be like, dude, huge Dolphin fan. And we took a selfie. It was awesome. When he heard that I was a Dolphins fan, his eyes lit up a little bit, which was really cool. I'm sure he gets it all the time, but still. As a Dolphin fan, Leroy, you take the wins wherever you can get them. And for me, that was a win last night, and I'll take it.
I saw Hootie and the Blowfish right before they were about to go play Tennessee, and they lost. He's like, we're going to beat Tennessee, right? And everyone's like, yeah. Oh. They did not. They didn't.
Oh, my God. I mean, as much as we've perfect. Talked to you, your reaction to just the words Hootie is like.
Oh. I thought he was going to say that he felt betrayed by him because he was a Canes fan, but no.
Well, now he's got another. Different. Now the Canes make him cry, not just the Dolphins.
Yeah, right. There you go. Maybe he's just bad at picking teams.
Maybe. He's just tortured right now. You know, he sits alone by his lamppost.
Yeah.
I'll stop. Buddy, thank you so much. Safe travels home. Go check out David Dwork's work. He is the host of The Hockey Show with Roy Bellamy on Metalog Media. Go check their whole recap of everything Cats and this incredible run that they've been on, and go follow his work at David Dwork and The Hockey News. Thank you, buddy.
Anytime, guys. Be good.
All right.
We'll take a break. We'll take a break. Back with more after this, you rat bastard.
Randy Moeller's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline on this celebratory Thursday, although the Panthers didn't celebrate that much. They still got four games to win, and this is old hat to them. But Randy Moeller, he played the NHL over a decade. He's been a broadcaster with the Panthers for longer than that, and I imagine he is beyond thrilled to be part of an organization that's on their way to the third straight Stanley Cup final. How are you feeling after last night's game, Moeller?
I think I aged about 4 years like everybody else. Boy, that was a bit of an emotional roller coaster for sure. Yeah, you know, the Panthers, I think they would say that they were a little out of sync in the first almost the first half of that game. Things weren't going right for them. They were working hard, but it was a bit of a struggle. But boy, oh boy, once they turned it on and found their game, it was that was very impressive. And as you mentioned, Hawk, it is really they're getting into territory now that has rarely been done, not only in hockey but sports. And to go to three consecutive Stanley Cup finals, and you know, they've won the President's Trophy before, and that, and these last 4 years and that or so have been pretty remarkable in a salary cap age in a sport, and to be able to do that and keep running it back. It's a real testament to the whole organization, the commitment from the Viola family, the ownership, and, you know, what Bill Zito has done and continues to do, and as the best general manager in the NHL. And then the players, they're the ones, and the coaching staff and the players that have to go out there and perform and at a very high level. And it's remarkable, but it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of hard work, and I'm just so happy for the organization, and especially for Paul Maurice's coaches and the trainers and the players that are there grinding on a daily basis.
Well, it's funny you mentioned it all. Like, what do you attribute three straight trips to the Stanley Cup final to? Is it the greatest assemblage of talent that South Florida hockey's ever seen? Is it stellar goaltending from Sergei Bobrovsky on a nightly basis? Is it Paul Maurice's style of play, which we all had to become accustomed to three seasons ago? Is it Bill Zito taking big swings on acquiring talent and hitting, by the way, every single time? Is there one thing above all the others that has led to this, or is it just the sum of all the parts?
Well, I think if you boil it all down, what has impressed me, and you kind of just touched on that, they haven't swung and missed on the talent evaluation on this club, whether it is acquiring players, whether it's signing free agents, whether it is drafting and developing, and that, especially in the last, you know, like I said, the 3-4 years, where their talent evaluation, I mean, they identified a Sam Reinhardt, and they identified a Matthew Tkachuk to change the dynamics of the team. They identified a Alexander Barkov to sign him to a long-term deal, identifying that he is the center point of this team. Having the knowledge and I guess the trust in a Sergei Bobrovsky that's in his mid-30s that can still perform at a high level, that you can let a very talented young goaltender in Spencer Knight be a part of a package that brings Seth Jones. And they've raised a lot of eyebrows when they've made some of these transactions and especially these trades and that. But it doesn't take very long for the so-called skeptics and the experts and that to say, you know, what are they doing? And all of a sudden, they know what they're doing. And it's, I think Bill Zito touched on it as well this morning. He was part of the press conference this morning, that this is a real team. If from top to bottom, it doesn't matter if you played that night or last night, you're such a big part of the team, and how the depth that they've built on this team. Every team now, I mean, Rod Brind'Amour in his post-game press conference last night mentioned it. This is the standard. The Florida Panthers are the standard franchise in the NHL. You know, you can compare it to maybe Tom Brady's New England Patriots when they were dominating for years and years and years. It's the bottom of the organization all the way to the top. They built a standard here and that fans and everybody can be very, very proud about. But the long-winded answer, though, Hawk, to answer your question, I think it's talent evaluation. They just know the players that they believe will get the job done. And what's the job? Get to the Stanley Cup Finals and win the Stanley Cup. And they have to take full credit for that.
I don't want to speak too soon, Moeller, because there's still 4 more wins left for this season before it ends. But regardless of what happens, you're talking about how they're the standard.
Don't be raining on my parade right now. I'll come down. I know where that studio is.
I mean, what's coming here? Who are they going to be able to keep? I mean, what are we worried about next season?
I'm not raining on the parade at all, Moeller. And by the way, you know, I'll take 2 tickets to the Stanley Cup Final. We'll have that conversation off the air. But we spoke with somebody a couple days ago, John Forslund, and he compared this team to the Islanders dynasty in the early 80s. And I've read from some other hockey analysts where they're talking about this team like the Oilers in the mid to late 80s as well. Like, are we already at the point? Because you're talking about them, comparing them to the New England Patriots, Tom Brady, Bill Belichick dynasty, which spanned my entire lifetime. I mean, are we talking about this team already, Moeller, as one of the greatest hockey teams ever assembled? I'm not saying they're the greatest. There's still a lot of hockey left to play with this core. But are they already in that conversation, in your opinion, as somebody who played the game, comparable to some of the greatest dynasties the game has already seen?
They have the possibility to be one of the top generational teams. And the reason I'll say that is if you take a look at their core, their team, this isn't a bunch of players or half the team that is in the very twilight of their career. They're just in the prime of their career now, and some of them are just like the Lundells and the Loisterainens and some of these younger players and that are just coming into and close to being into their prime. So they have an opportunity. They have an opportunity to do something really great down here and keep this team together
People that the pessimists will point at, like, a Sergei Bobrovsky at 36 years old and say, you're starting a goaltender, you don't have anything backing it up or anything like that. Well, so the way we see Sergei Bobrovsky, and you saw it on Full Tilt last night, if he doesn't make some big saves or whatever, the Panthers were really in trouble in that game once they got down 2-0, and he really just he basically shut the door. And that, but Sergei Bobrovsky can play, in my mind, another very productive 3, 4, 5 years. And by that time, and I can tell you, when you're in the game of sports or whatever, you have to keep an eye out for the future. That's part of your job. Like if you're talking about Bill Zito and the hockey operations, but a lot of that stuff, 2-3 years down the road, they will tell you, you know what, we'll worry about that later. Somebody will say, wow, you're going to possibility, you're going to lose a couple of free agents and that, you know what? The Panthers have replaced players before, and they'll do it again. And they don't worry about that. They're in the moment right now, and they see this window, and it's a great opportunity for them and for the team and the franchise and for South Florida, that if they don't take an opportunity and go for it on a yearly basis when they have all the what they call the building blocks and the team, then why are you in the game? And there's a very business-like attitude in that organization. They don't take too much for granted. They know who they are, and they know what they want to do and that. And they're pretty level-headed. And I think Matthew Tkachuk said it as well. Hey, we're very proud of what we've done, going back to the finals, but the job is not done yet. And that just shows the seriousness of this team and what they've gone through and what's needed to take the next step. That's the biggest thing.
Moeller, I read a tweet earlier from Paul Bissonnette. It said, Barkov gonna Barkov, absolute horse. I mean, what can you say about Sasha Barkov?
Well, I've seen it for 10 years. And I mean, when you're around the team on a daily basis, you see the excellence that and the humbleness that he brings to the job. And I think Bill Zito mentioned that too, that it all starts with Alexander Barkov and how hard he works and how well he takes care of himself and his demeanor and his seriousness and his preparation and professionalism of what to be the best or whatever. It's so easy to follow that. A lot of teams, unfortunately, and no disrespect, don't have that. They don't have a leader like that where he leads by example and the way he conducts himself on and off the ice is really special for this franchise. And that's why I said just moments ago when Bill Zito, shortly after he got here, they identified that, you know what, this player is the real deal and we need to sign him to a long-term deal and he'll play his whole career in South Florida. That's how much they value Alexander Barkov.
Hey, Moeller, is Scripps going to do local pregames for the Stanley Cup final games?
Yep. We'll roll right along. It's been a lot of fun. And if,
it's awesome. I love it. Yeah, that is appointment watching for me.
It goes pretty quick, but what we try and do, and of course you've got Katie and Goldie that are either on the road or at Amerin Bank Arena, and they got walk-in interviews, and they dive deep in the numbers, and then Jovo and I and Jessica back in the studio, we just get everybody prepared. Here's what the lines are going to look like. Here's what we're thinking, and it's going to be some keys, and who's our X factor in the games, and that kind of stuff. I think it's been a lot of fun. Obviously, when the team's winning and having success, it makes it much more funner, but even when they drop a game or whatever, we can analyze, what went wrong, what needs to improve and how they can go about it and that. So I think it's been very beneficial. I know Scripps are loving it. We're loving doing it. And let's continue to do this.
Yeah, I love it. I love watching. I was watching last night. They asked you your favorite Blizzard flavor and you said, just throw everything in the Blizzard, whatever you have behind the counter at DQ. Is that really your go-to?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You stuff it with everything that you can in there and that. How about Jovo's response? Oh, I like the chocolate dip cone or whatever.
It was the, I mean, honestly, it was the, they're like, they, yeah. Ed Jovanovsky's like, He's like, I like a dipped cone. They're like, hey, we're talking about blizzards. And I mean, this guy's a tough guy. What's he doing with the chocolate dipped cone, Moeller? I mean, you're throwing everything in there. Like, you want them to blend up spoons and everything, right? Right into your blizzard. You don't care.
Yeah, just put a T-bone steak in there and, you know, some onion rings and that and a cheeseburger. Just throw it all in there. Just put it all in there. It's all going to the same spot anyway. So, yeah. No, they've had a lot of fun. They've had a lot of fun with that and this whole Dairy Queen thing and going for blizzards and stuff. That just shows, you know, Brad Marchand and Schmidt and these guys, they organize it. And that just shows that these guys are close together. And I've seen it. I've witnessed it. There's no cliques on this team. You'll see different nights or on a long road trip, you'll get different players going for dinner with different players, and it switches up the next night. And that there's no, and you'd think, you know, the Europeans like the Finns would all stick together, and maybe the Russian or the Czechs or, you know, whatever, and that, or the Americans or whatever. No, it's always just a blend of a little bit of everybody, and that just shows that they're a team. And They're being envied all around the NHL now. As I said, they're setting a standard now of how to run a franchise, how to accumulate players that you can identify that's going to make you not only win short term but long term. And you can, I'm sure there's a lot of teams around that are having meetings right now preparing for the draft and free agency, and they're taking a look at the model that the Panthers have put together, and they're saying, how can we emulate that, because it is working, and they proved that they're not just a one-hit, one-year wonder.
Really is wild, because you think about like the Heat Big Three or the Chicago Bulls with MJ and Scottie, and it was teams either A, trying to emulate them, or B, just trying to stop them. Our entire outlook for next season is, how do we stop the Heat? How do we stop the Panthers? It is wild to watch what this team has become.
Goldie tells that story about Patrick Ewing with the Knicks and that, and how they just couldn't get past the Chicago Bulls for years and years and years and that. And how do you beat MJ? How do you beat the Chicago Bulls and that? Well, teams tried and tried and tried, and Detroit had a little bit of success. And then you had Olajuwon or whatever down in Houston or whatever. But yeah, that's what happens in sports. It's in Tom Brady with New England. How do we beat this team? It's because they've set a standard.
Pretty wild, man. We are enjoying every single minute of it. Thank you, Randy Moeller. We'll talk to you as we figure out who their opponent is going to be.
Okay. All right, guys. Have fun.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua. It's our Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A for effort. Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Of the program, ladies and gentlemen, Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM, streaming live on YouTube and Twitch and on the Odyssey app, Miami 560 WQAM on video, and 560 WQAM in your free Odyssey app. Let us continue on our celebration here as your Florida Panthers are headed to the Stanley Cup Final for their third straight season. They beat the Carolina Hurricanes yesterday 5-3. Leroy, how long did that penalty kill feel at the end? I know that's always your favorite.
I was already irritated that we had just a blatant trip with 3 minutes left to go.
Yeah.
So it was already going to be chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
They were already going to pull a goalie.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're a man short, and they pulled the goalie.
Yep.
Whew.
You're nervous?
Nervous.
Yeah, I'm wondering. Like,
Is that six on four?
It's six. Yeah.
Seven.
No, six.
No, they pulled the goalie too.
They can't have seven.
No, five. There it is. Yes. Six. Yeah, six.
Seven.
Too many.
No, you can't do that. That's no, not. That's too many men.
Six.
Why would Leroy lie to me?
No, but it's
so, two-man advantage.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
it almost looked like they had too many men.
Seven. Too clustered.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
But I was like, oh man, goodness, I was every. Because you know what happens is they throw it at the net and then it's like a dog pile.
You're just hoping, yeah. You're just hoping like chaos comes through and you can get a goal there, and then right as it's ending. Here comes Bennett right out of the chute after his penalty to put in the empty netter, and the Cats go on and win. But no, I'm with you. It felt like a lot. It felt like two minutes.
They got the puck out of the zone twice, and I'm like, okay, there's got to be like 30 seconds left. A minute and a half. I'm like, that's it?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It was crawling by.
Right.
It was crawling by. Nonetheless, top hats and monocles, Cats. Back playing for the cup.
I got to tell you, I was getting my mind prepared when it was 2-0 and the fans were crazy and what have you. And I'm like, all right, second period, if we could get one, we're going to get one. They got a goal. Nice goal, right? Because, I mean.
Well, they had that huge penalty kill.
Right.
Because it would have put them down 3-0 if they didn't kill there. And then right as it ends, you get the penalty on Rodriguez draws the penalty, puts them on the power play. They score right away.
Rodriguez is my Julian Hill.
You love him?
Yes.
He's great.
He got his first goal yesterday, too.
I know. That's
so excited for him.
That's what I'm saying.
He's been so close.
So close.
You know everybody's getting out. Because Paul Maurice is like, hey, he goes, 18 guys have scored. We know who the four who aren't are.
Which is hilarious.
You know, so finally he's able to get on the board.
Hey.
No, he was that was crazy. Three goals on three shots.
You know what's crazy? Now, we're looking at this penalty kill, and we're counting the seconds, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't they recognize it? Because when Sam Bennett, was it Sam Bennett that came out of the box?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. what can you do? Yeah, like that's like they missed the
that
empty.
That happens a lot.
Reinhardt almost had the empty netter by like that much first. And then so like at that point, you're just like, oh, no.
Right.
That's my favorite. When a guy comes out of the penalty box and scores, it's the greatest.
Right. It's like, wait a minute. You have to know that, I mean, there was everywhere.
There was that shorty stop that Bob had. I'm like, every time there's a shot, I always think of you. I always think of you. I'm like, oh no.
There's two things I hate in sports. Teams that don't have the chutzpah to get third and fourth and one because they're not tough enough. And a shorty. A shorty in hockey is the worst.
It's very frustrating.
To go from an advantage to giving up a goal.
Sad.
Yeah, it is.
It's sad. But one thing that's not sad, the Panthers right now.
The Panthers.
Killing it.
How much time are they getting? You're going to get, what,
probably,
it doesn't start until June 5th?
Is that Saturday? I feel like I heard it was Saturday.
Oh, next Saturday? So it'd be June 6th.
No, June 5th would be a Thursday.
No, the first is Sunday.
The first game will be played on Saturday, June 8th.
Ooh.
At 8 p.m.
The first?
That's a Sunday.
That's a Sunday.
Damn it, AI. Why would they do that to me?
Maybe your reading is off, dude.
So next weekend? That's what we're looking at? We're going to get a week off?
Maybe. Yeah.
They need it. There are guys who are banged up. Kachuk, obviously, but Rhino, Mikkola, Greer all played. And then Etu, I mean, dude, he went into that board so hard. It was a couple games ago.
He got up, and it made it sound like they go, oh, I think he broke a skate. No.
He broke something.
No. I'm like, hey.
That was two out of three. They had to go basically the whole damn game without it, too. Yeah. And he's been killing it for them. That just shows the depth, though. They've been fantastic. This is my favorite, though. Okay, so you familiar with a person named Matt Larkin? Of course you're not. He is the managing editor and senior writer at The Daily Faceoff. I never heard of him.
Oh, Larkin.
See, this is what can I just stop you for a second?
The Daily Faceoff.
Because here's what this guy does.
Yep.
Hmm?
When things go his way, in true petty fashion, he starts canvassing all media outlets to get some hot
takes. I didn't canvass. It just showed up at my doorstep. It showed up at my doorstep.
You didn't even know who he was.
I didn't know who he was. But right. But as soon as I saw location Toronto, I was like,
so now we're going to, and here, well, you know they probably do this to us, right? You know they do this to us, right?
Yeah, I know. That's what they're so sniveling, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, he goes, goodness. The last time an NHL market without state income tax didn't produce a Stanley Cup finalist, 2019. It's 2025. And I got to say,
he's making it about the taxes?
They're making it about the taxes. They did this on TNT last night, too. Where what was it? It was Biz Nasty? Yeah. They're talking about the state tax. And I'm like, okay, dude. Here's the
Florida's
thing.
Had no state tax since the existence of the Panthers. Forever. People haven't been knocking the door down get to no tax.
Yeah, what did that buy us? Jaromir Jagr? For years?
What about Tampa?
Ooh.
They didn't, people weren't knocking the door down to go to Tampa.
But here's the thing that's funny with Toronto. Like, it's the state tax thing. You guys think of yourselves as some hockey haven. You love the sport. It's your sport, okay? We're just mastering it. But you're sitting there, and I've heard the dumbest takes from so-called hockey savants. We're neophytes to you. But these are the arguments you have. State tax is the reason we're not winning the cup. Our fans are too intense, so our players don't want to be here anymore. That's why they're on the cup. You guys need to look at yourselves in the mirror. It's disgusting. You want to know why? Because Bill Zito is a gangster, dude. And let me tell you something. He hasn't even begun to take advantage of the no state income tax. That's the thing that drives me nuts about this is we just started doing the wiggle room on the rules this year with the LTIR. We just started playing with a little fuzzy math. But I'm sitting here, who's the guy on the Panthers where they've taken advantage of that?
In fact, they leave.
Kachuk?
Wait. Coming from Toronto, who has benefited from two guys who won the Stanley Cup last year.
Oh, you got Ekman-Larsson, you got Lawrence, and I'm sitting here
Montour? Where did Montour go?
Montour went to Seattle, which might as well be Canada.
I mean, so what are you talking about? The players are
Our boy Lombi went to Calgary.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, JPEG. But the thing is, it's crazy. It's okay, I'm looking at this Panthers team. I'm like, all right, Barkov, he was drafted. Ekblad, drafted. They traded for Bennett. They traded for Rhino. Rhino, okay. You want to say, well, Reinhardt, he stuck around. Okay, well, you want to know something? You want to know what else probably was an attraction to him? I don't know. Being a Stanley Cup hero and being like, I kind of like it here. Carter Reed. Afterthought on the Tampa Bay Lightning.
What about all the guys that were signed that nobody else wanted?
Yeah.
What about the influx of new guys he brings in every year that fit perfectly in this system, but nobody else wanted it?
Cat Lord says it right. Stoli the goalie. Oh, how come he didn't stay for a discount?
Right.
Why did we? I'm sorry, Canada? Was a Stanley Cup goalie not good at now? I realize he didn't play for you guys because he couldn't keep his head on a swivel. But I'm like, are you trying to? Don't look at me like that, Marcos.
That's messed up.
But no, you know what? Because they're already setting themselves up for this, right? If Sam Bennett signs for the Cats at a discount, because everybody's talking about the numbers that they're throwing at him, because he's a great playoff player, and people in Toronto are like, oh, well, we want to get him. Okay, well, throw the bag at him then. If you got to make good. You want a Stanley Cup champion with your loser franchise? You want to bring somebody with some winning chemistry? Pay for it. Because you want to know what gets discounts? Winning. That gets you discounts.
Winning gets discounts.
They're going to be so mad when Mitch Marner signs here. That's going to make him so pissed. I don't even know if I want him. I'm just saying,
my God.
It's hilarious to hear the belly aching that comes from them now. Because it's like, oh, you think you do all these things of tradition and honor and all these right ways. And now it's like, well, it's got to be something else. No, dude. So, hey, guess what? Sometimes you're just a tortured franchise. It happens. You go through hard times. And that's what you are right now. But I'm like, we got to do something about this state tax thing.
Build a better team. That's it. And by the way, it's not like you guys
sounds like they're a little jealous.
A little jealous.
A little
jealous.
They're fishing.
But, I mean, for years it was traditional market.
Hey, can I ask you this?
Yeah.
Just out of, because I agree with everything.
Yeah.
You know, I just think now they're complaining about a team that, you know, 10 years ago you brought your fans down for a little weekend vacation. All the Canadian teams played down, come down for all the snowbirds, right? So stop, right? But when the shoe's on the other foot and you're doing this, you think they're making fun of us?
You know. You know.
Hard to say.
I've been on the other side of these rants with you.
But I'm just like, you act like the
cats. No, it's great.
Like they're acting like the cats are signing like all these people to discounts. Like they never, like, okay, yeah, Reinhardt. It's like, oh, maybe he stayed for a little. Yeah, but after he won the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
Like, what? This guy got
like to pick people to make their point. People like to pick and choose the reasons behind why a guy would stay.
No, but
so now they say no state income tax.
Right, because now the danger is now, dude.
Right,
because
exactly.
Because that cap's going to explode in a couple of years, and you want to know who's going to be sitting here with open arms? Bill Zito, dude. Bill Zito with an ocean and dollars and championships. And by the way, I'm sorry, like, Edmonton's a win away from a non-state tax team from getting to the back-to-back Stanley Cup final. Dallas Stars continue to choke. Like, kiss my ass. I'm so sick of this. It's just the Cats.
Why you get so worked up over this?
It's just annoying.
You know how
Why do I have to hear this? You know, I have sat.
You don't have to hear it.
I have to hear it. I have to hear it after every game.
You go on socials and you look it up.
That's not true. They do it on TNT all the time. Even this
Who was the guy who said it again? Don't look at your phone.
Mitch Larkin.
You already. So, and where do you know him from?
He's the editor of The Face Off.
Which is?
In Toronto?
Yeah. So, like, no. That didn't come across my timeline.
You're never on your timeline.
You scrolled.
I didn't scroll. It just showed up on my doorstep. Sometimes people say it to me.
So somebody sent it to you.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
That happens.
Because they go, because
people are tired of this, Mobley, but I am too.
But okay. You know what? Let's go. In the Atlantic Ocean, play with the Stanley Cup again. Why would we care?
Ah, we can't.
Why do we care?
That hurt my heart when David said that.
Is that true? They're not going to let them back in the ocean?
I mean, it makes sense.
I got to be honest with you, though. Like,
guys, we've gone through this before. This is not news.
What?
That they won't allow it?
Yeah, but they did it anyway. They didn't like that he did that.
Yeah, I get it.
Messes with the cup.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. Like, who's that guy? Michael Bolt? Is that was his name? Mike Bolt, I think was his name?
Something like that.
Keeper of the cup?
Yeah.
He's not catching Tkachuk. Good luck.
Oh, he's very fast.
Here's the kicker. Here's the kicker to that whole story. He goes, guys, I can't get my gloves wet. So he's walking.
Yeah.
He's walking behind.
Oh, okay.
With the white gloves.
Like, imagine trying to stop Nico Mikkola from taking the cup.
Ooh.
He goes, Matthew, we'd really not, Nico, handle this, please. Whatever you say, Mr. Mikkola.
What is it? He's 25? Like, I mean, he, first of all, to see how huge that team is when they're taking the picture and have the regular people standing with them.
Yeah.
Like, it's unbelievable just how big some of them are. And Marchand. Like, he needs a counterweight in the back because
he looks like he could be.
He's shaming his height.
He looks like he could be in a Mikula baby Bjorn.
Because I'm just saying, he's tiny,
but he's vicious.
No, he's got a schnauzer on him.
Oh yeah,
woo!
No, he puts me and Jovic to shame. It's really impressive.
Wow, I love the fact that all. This is like
he's got a real aardvark on
what's
him.
What's that? What's that movie? Wow. This is like the what is the movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger and all those guys? Not the Replacements. The
Expendables.
That's what it's like.
The Schnozzables?
No, the Expendables. All these guys who everybody hate playing against.
Who would be on first team all knows? Me, Jovic, Marchand.
Marchand.
Yeah.
Who else is on that list?
Marchand.
Anybody in baseball got a beak on him? You got to think about that one.
I don't know, because I don't follow enough Marlins to know what they look like.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.